to a special Road to Memorial Cup edition of CHL Coast to Coast. I'm your host, Scott Vancuna, and today you'll get to listen to three conversations I had with players between the first and second round, looking to make deep runs to the 2025 Memorial Cup in Rimouski. First up is Philadelphia Flyers prospect and London Knights captain Denver Barkey. Then we check in with top prospect Caleb Desnoyers from the Moncton Wildcats. And last but not least, Seattle Kraken prospect and Spokane Chiefs captain Berkeley Catton sits down with us. After losing in the OHL final in 2023 and the Memorial Cup final last season, will this be the year for Denver Barkey and his London Knights? In this conversation, Barkey discusses his playoff journey, team dynamics, and strategies for success. He reflects on the importance of mental preparation, the significance of experience in playoffs, and the team's collective hunger to win after near misses. Barkey emphasizes the need for resilience, proper health maintenance, and a strategic adjustments as they continue to face the Erie Otters in the second round. I hope you enjoy this conversation with the Knights captain. Joining me now is the captain and current playoff scoring leader for the London Knights, Denver Barkey. Denver, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Although where I am, we're supposed to get about 15 centimeters of snow today. So this is snow day number 30 for my kids. Are you guys getting any weather down there right now?
This morning it was a little bit chillier, but all sun. So, heading in the right direction.
Yeah, nice. Well, congrats on the sweep over Owen Sound.
Thank you.
Before we get too much into this, I got to know the buzz cuts. Who came up with the idea?
We didn't really have it solidified as a plan. And Wednesday, we played Friday at game one, and Wednesday right after practice, Noah Aberflan had got a buzz cut the day before, kind of willingly, just to freshen up for playoffs. And everyone's like, oh, we should all do that. So actually, I'll give credit to Sam Dickinson. He was the first guy. He's like, all right, I'll get the buzz cut in the middle of the room in front of everyone. So you guys all know that we're going to do this. And he did that Wednesday right after practice. And then every other guy, we went right to a barbershop right after practice and all got our heads buzzed.
You know, there's some guys on the team with some pretty good flow, yourself included. Who was the hardest to convince to do it?
I was probably up there, I'll be honest. I liked my hair, I liked my flow. I've had long hair for as long as I can remember. So, there was a couple guys. I'd say I was for sure up there as one of the guys that was hard to convince at first. But, don't mind it. It's a new look. And, all the boys did it. So it was cool.
Well, it's working for you, for yourself. You know, 5 goals, 12 points in that first round sweep. You scored in all 4 games, including the 2-goal, 5-point performance in game 2. Last year, your 5th goal in the playoffs didn't come until May 11th. So how high is the confidence for you right now?
I think it's high. I think we had a good first round as a team. I think everyone was clicking and, everything was kind of clicking. I got some balances too. Obviously, there's a bit of luck there, but this year, kind of know it's, my last shot at it and it's my last playoff run. And I think a lot of us have had the playoffs circle on our calendars since the beginning of the year. So I think just the build-up and all the preparation to finally get underway with playoffs, I was, everyone on our team was pumped, including myself. And, I think as a team, we had a great showing in the first round. And just looking to build off that and continue to make, a push throughout the second round and, hopefully later in the rounds as well.
Yeah, we'll get back to that, what you said there, just in a couple minutes. But for yourself, like the mental side of the game, how much easier is it for you when you're getting those bounces and the pucks are going in?
You get some bounces and, maybe a couple, 3, 4, or 5-point night or something like that. It kind of just leads into the next game. You're feeling good and, you're confident in your ability, with the puck. And I think, first game, I think I had 2 points, and then second game, that 5-point performance, and, built a lot of confidence off those first 2 games, and just kind of looking to ride the wave and, continue to help lead and do anything I can, whether it's on the offensive side or defensive side of the puck, just continue to do everything or anything to help our team win. That was my focus going into playoffs, and I believe when you're not focusing on points or you know, offensive production, it just happens. So just focusing on playing the right way and looking to lead the right way and show, you know, younger guys how to play playoff hockey and play the proper way as well.
Well, like you said, momentum's huge in hockey. What do you personally do to keep that momentum going from game to game and series to series? And how do you help, you know, some of those younger players ride that team momentum?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just like experience, especially all of us older guys on this team. You know, we've been through a lot of scenarios and different situations in our years of playing in London. Me, Landon Sim, for example, Bonk and Cowan. First year, you know, we lost in the first round, and then second year lost in the finals, and then last year won the finals but lost in the Memorial Cup finals. So I think all the group of us, Jacob, Julian as well, we've all kind of, you know, experienced the playoffs and different situations. And I think just being guys that the younger guys can lean on, ask for advice, we've kind of been through it all. And, you know, just helping those guys out in certain situations, telling them, you know, what to do or you know, what's best. I think that's been a huge help. And a big team, you know, model for us this playoffs has been ride the wave. You know, don't get too high, too low. Just focusing on the job and task at hand and taking it day by day and, you know, continuing to build and build. And, you know, we want to be at our best when it matters the most.
Right. Well, so for people who don't know, I'm going to spew some facts here for you about you guys this year. You know, you spend every week of the season in the CHL top 10, including 12 straight weeks at number one. You guys led the CHL in wins and in goals for, and you led the OHL in goals against. It's your fourth straight year of winning the Midwest Division, second straight year of topping the entire OHL. And like you just mentioned, you know, six guys, yourself included, Cowan, Bonk, Dickinson, Julian, Sim, seven if you want to count O'Reilly's three games, were on that team that went to the finals 2 years ago. 13 guys are back from last year's Memorial Cup final loss. So with all the successes and near misses you guys have had, how much hungrier does that make you this season?
Yeah, I think it made us really hungry from the beginning. And I think it really brought us, you know, older guys together too, especially the guys that have been together, you know, just as a leadership group. And, you know, we knew since day one what our end goal was, and it was to get back to, you know, that Memorial Cup final game. And we knew the journey, the process, and how long and how much hard work it takes to get there. So I think collectively as a group, we've had guys that, you know, that have been hungry since day one, and we've been, you know, pushing the pace and pushing the younger guys to you know, work towards that common goal that we all share, and that's, you know, winning another OHL title and, you know, hopefully winning a Memorial Cup. So I think there's been a lot of hunger all year, but with that, there's, you know, comes a lot of expectation and pressure and stuff like that. And that's when we kind of just talk as a group behind closed doors just about not getting ahead of ourselves. You know, you named a lot of accolades per se that our team has kind of, you know, had throughout the years and the success we've found. But, you know, this year we're trying to just focus at one job at hand, take it day by day, not get too ahead of ourselves, and just ride the wave, you know, enjoy the process. And, you know, there's expectations and, you know, we want to live up to them, but, you know, if we're focusing on that too much, we're not going to, you know, win hockey games, and we're not going to be playing at our best. So our main focus right now is just, you know, continuing to build, not focus on the outside noise, pressure, expectation, and, you know, just staying together, united as one team, you know, pushing for one goal.
So is that the key to be a little bit, I don't want to say better prepared, but better equipped maybe than last year's team or the year before's team to get yourselves over the finish line this year?
Yeah, I think obviously coming up short again last year, not winning at all, there isn't, you know, you're not going to get that sense of full accomplishment. Obviously, we won an OHL title, and that was really cool and a memory we'll have for the rest of our lives. But that feeling of losing in the Memorial Cup was, you know, was gut-wrenching, and it's just something you remember for the whole summer and something we've remembered all year. And yeah, to be honest, that's fueled us older guys that were a part of that team last year, and that's led us to, you know, pushing pace in games and you know, just trying to be our best selves for our team. And I think that's just created a environment where, you know, everyone's pushing themselves, everyone's competing each day. So yeah,
a bunch of you guys, you know, that same core group are getting close to that 50 career OHL playoff games mark, which is pretty wild. But how has your approach and preparation to the playoffs kind of evolved over the, you know, these last 3-4 years?
Yeah, I think obviously first year I didn't really know much going in about what, you know, what playoffs was like. And you know, now my fourth year, you got a good understanding of, you know, just the change in pace, intensity. It's playoff hockey. It's physical. You know, stuff happens. Games can get out of hand. Guys might get hurt. It's a lot going on in playoffs. And I think now being in my fourth year and playing a lot of playoff games just helps us deal with those things that happen throughout a game. You know, maybe one of your top guys goes down, gets hurt, or penalties, whatever it is. Just being able to, you know, regroup as a team and still play the game and play to win. I think that experience, you know, has helped me a lot and all our older guys. And, you know, I think it just helps with resiliency in playoffs because some stuff's out of your control. And in order to win games, you might have to battle back and be a resilient team. So big thing for us is focus on being resilient and, you know, just control what you can control and just focus at the job at hand.
A lot better at blocking out all the noise.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you guys eliminated the attack on April 3rd. You guys scored 27 goals along the way. You only trailed for 16 minutes over the four games, and that was in the first period of a game. So, you know, you haven't had a whole lot of that adversity yet. But the Bayshore isn't an easy place to go in and win two games and knock out the attack, especially in the playoffs. What did you guys kind of talk about in the room before game four to make sure you didn't have to come back to London for game five?
I think the biggest thing, you know, obviously going into that game four, I think we were up 3-0 in the series. So just getting a good first period, having a hot start, you know, maybe scoring a goal or two, and just trying to take away any hope that they might have early, just to, you know, maybe slow the game down a bit and, you know, not give them hope. So I think that was the big focus for us going into game four was, you know, get out to a good start. You know, if we don't have the lead after the first intermission, it's fine, but we were shooting for, you know, getting a goal or two, getting a lead going into the first intermission, just so we had, you know, a comfortable lead and, you know, it just kind of took away a bit of, or any hope that Owen Sound had.
Well, yeah, the extra time off is nothing new for you guys. You know, you swept Flint, Kitchener and Oshawa last year. So you're used to having that rest, but what do you guys, you know, what did you do this past weekend with all that time off? Still a little too chilly to go golfing, I'm assuming. So
yeah, still too, weather's not cooperating for golf, but, you know, boys just hung out, got some rest, took, you know, a day or two off, and then, you know, Sunday, Monday, today, obviously, the boys were, you know, back in the gym, back on the ice, getting back to work. So, you know, obviously celebrate and spend some time with your, you know, your teammates and friends after you win for a day or two, but then, you know, right back to work because, you know, we got three more rounds to win and then hopefully a Memorial Cup to compete for. So, you know, obviously just not getting too high, not getting too low, enjoying it, you know, enjoy some time off and then right back to work Monday.
So what kinds of things do you work on in practice in between these series, you know, to help you guys keep sharp so that come game one of round two against Erie, you guys are ready to go?
Yeah, I think the big thing, you know, we work on obviously systems and we watch how the other team plays and kind of adjust our systems based on, you know, how the other team plays. So big thing, playoffs, we do a lot of video and then we practice on the ice kind of based on the video, changing systems, stuff like that. And then for individual stuff, you know, working on the small things in the defensive zone, small plays on the boards, getting pucks out. You know, that stuff matters the most in playoffs. And I'd say another big thing is, you know, special teams. We really key in on PK and power play in playoffs because that can help you win games. So, you know, making sure things are airtight and, you know, we're snapping the puck around too on the power play. Those are some key focuses on practices for us, you know, as a team in between rounds or even during rounds, you know, maybe, you know, you lose a game and change systems, you know, switch power plays, stuff like that. It can all happen pretty fast. So making sure you're ready and, you know, you're on your game and on top of the ball.
Right. You guys need to be able to adjust because as much as you're watching other teams, they're obviously watching what you guys are. So having a couple different options in the back pocket is always good, right?
Yeah, exactly. Preparation. It's key.
Now, obviously getting the rest in between rounds, you know how important it is at this stage of your career. What do you tell the younger guys to make sure that, you know, obviously staying sharp and staying focused, but making sure that they're getting the proper rest for their body so that they can make these long runs and hopefully get to that Memorial Cup final?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, you know, before the first round when we talked as a team, you know, one of the main messages for the younger guys for me was, you know, just you're playing every other day. The playoff atmosphere, it's a lot intensity. It's going to be a lot harder on your body. So making sure, you know, you're fueling properly, you know, taking the right supplements after games, just staying on top of your body, you know, if something's sore. Get it sorted out. Make sure you're staying on top of that stuff because, you know, it can catch up to you in playoffs, especially as you get deeper. So, you know, making sure you're being a pro and you're just taking care of yourself because, you know, you don't want to hurt the team too, right? So I think taking care of yourself and, you know, embracing that pro lifestyle has been huge for, you know, each guy to kind of take upon themselves to do for playoffs, just so every guy's, you know, feeling good for every game and we're going to get the best out of each guy.
Well, you guys have made additions, made subtractions like every other team in the playoffs. But the one player on the roster that I wanted to ask you about is Austin Elliott. You know, he went 32-1 after you guys picked him up. He led the O with a 2.1 goals against and a .924 save percentage. What has his addition meant to this group?
It's meant a lot. You know, we came over and obviously none of us really knew anything about him other than, you know, he had played in the WHL for 3-4 years prior. Obviously, we looked at his stats and they were good in the WHL and we didn't know what to expect. And he came over and obviously was more than a pleasant surprise. He's been great for us all year. He's been, you know, we got full trust in him when he's in the net. So he's been great addition and also, you know, an older guy that's been with Saskatoon and he's been on, you know, he's been to conference finals. He knows what it takes and, you know, he's able to give us some comfort and some support and, you know, he's our backbone and we got a lot of trust in him.
All right. Coming up this week, you guys are facing off against the Erie Otters in round two. You went 4-2 against them this year, but the first loss was in the third game of the season and the second loss was in the final game of the season. You guys didn't have your full roster in either of those games. What can fans expect from this series? There's lots of offense on both sides. Like I mentioned, you guys had 27 goals in the first round. They had 32 goals in five games in the first round. What can we expect?
It's going to be, you know, Erie's a really good team. We're not going to take them lightly. They're no joke. They got a lot of offensive scoring power as well as, you know, a good decor and a good goaltender. So they're a really good hockey team, really fast. You know, they started to play really well when they got that new coach. So, you know, we're not taking them lightly at all. They're a really good team. You know, it should be a tight, hard-checking, fast series. I think both teams are skilled and can score, obviously. So, you know, really going to have to focus on defense and, you know, making sure we shut their guys down. And, you know, hopefully defense leads to offense. So, you know, it should be a tight, fun series.
They could still be without potential first overall pick Matt Schaefer and their captain Carey Terrance to start the series. So how do you guys, or how important is it for you to take advantage of those two players still missing from their lineup?
Yeah, obviously those are two huge pieces to their roster that they're missing. So still, we don't want to take them lightly and, you know, be like, oh, since they're missing, you know, two of their top guys are not going to be as good. We're going to play them like it's a full roster and, you know, it'd be huge to get a lead before those guys, if they do come back, obviously just comforting to have a one, you know, two series lead on them. So, we're just going to focus on game one and, not take them lightly and, you know, hopefully it goes well.
Well, we're recording this on Monday. You still have a few days before that series start. We talked about practice a little bit. What are a couple of things that you guys want to clean up a little bit more before you get into that series?
I think just playing fast. Obviously, they scored a lot of goals in that Saginaw series, so they're going to be putting plays together. They're going to be really confident. So I think the big thing for us this week will be, you know, defense, neutral zone, stuff like that. Just trying to shut them down, slow down their speed, and, you know, I think we'll be good.
How much does Dale even have to say to you guys at this point? You've been around him for so long.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't say too much. He lets us play hockey, but, you know, in practice, you know, he expects us to listen, show up to work and, attention to details. So just making sure you know your attention to detail is high in practice. Make sure you get the systems. Obviously, ask questions. And in the game, he doesn't do much saying. He just lets you play. And if you execute the system, so he'll continue to play you. So kind of learned that over my 4 years. And he's a great coach. And I love his coaching style.
Well, like you mentioned earlier, this is the last run for that core group of you that started back in 2022. So how much do you guys, I know you said you've talked about it a little bit throughout the year. Is it something that you've kind of shelved for now, or do you keep talking about it but not let the pressure get to you guys?
I wouldn't say we talk about it that much. Our focus right now, we're just trying to stay present, stay in the moment. Obviously eliminate all that outside noise and the expectation, fans or the league might have, or whoever really that watches, the CHL, try and just eliminate that noise and stay present and just take it day by day and just enjoy the playoff run. It's the most fun time of the year. And, when you're winning and you're moving on round by round, it just continues to get more fun and, create memories that last a lifetime. So.
All right. I know you got to get going here real soon. So just a couple of quick ones. Favorite part of playoff hockey?
I'd say the atmosphere.
All right. By the end of the playoffs, who's going to have the best playoff beard on the Knights and who's going to have the worst? And you can leave the rookies out if you want.
Best. Oof. I'm excited to see Sam O'Reilly's beard. I think he's going to get a nice, thick, luscious beard. Worst, probably, me or Easton Cowan. We struggle to grow facial hair, so we'll be in contention for the worst, probably.
All right, sleeper pick from your team to have a big series against the Otters.
I'm going to go with my guys Noah Reed or Evan Van Dorp. Noah Reed had 4 points last game four against Owen Sound with a hat trick. So, I think he's riding a high right now, and he'll be someone to, look out for next round.
All right. For last one, so for the Knights to make it back to the Memorial Cup final this year, we'll have to what other than win?
Sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
So I just finished this for me. So for the Knights to make it back to the Memorial Cup final this year, we'll have to what?
I'd say sacrifice is a good word.
Nice. I like it. All right, Denver, thank you very much. Good luck against the Otters, and hopefully we'll see you in Rimouski.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Making just his second playoff run, Caleb Desnoyer of the Moncton Wildcats discusses his team's current season, their playoff performance, and the importance of maintaining team dynamics and chemistry. He highlights the influence of coaching on personal growth and the collective effort of the team. Desnoyer also emphasizes the significance of fan support and community engagement as they continue their second round series against the Baie-Comeau Drakkar. He won't have to wait long to hear his name called on draft day. Here he is now, it's Caleb Desnoyer. My next guest, joining me from the hottest team in the CHL right now, he leads his team with 8 points in 4 games from the Moncton Wildcats. It's Caleb Desnoyer. Caleb, how you doing today?
Doing great, you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. We were just talking before we started recording. We got 8 inches of snow here. How's the weather out there?
Not too bad, not too bad. Honestly, we had a bit of snow started the week, but summer's coming, so it's pretty fun.
They get those golf courses open, right?
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming, yeah.
Well, you guys have been off since April 2nd, so what have the boys been up to away from the rink over the last week?
Get a bit of rest and mainly get ready for the next series, working hard on some little details of our game, but pretty much the same routine that we've had since the start of the year.
But how do you guys stay sharp over a stretch like this? 8 days between games. You had 12 days off at the end of the regular season, but most guys haven't had a stretch this long off since Christmas time. So how do you guys stay sharp?
Well, I think it's our coaching staff, all the staff did a really good job at that to, you know, keep us sharp, but also give us a little rest to have an edge on the other teams. But, you know, it's keeping the same habits. And at the end of the day, it's not a lot different than the regular season. So you kind of want to keep the same habits and same routine to be ready for playoffs.
Well, congrats on the sweep in the first round. You sweep a Quebec team that finished 55 points behind you in the standings. But three of the four games were one-goal games, and two of those needed overtime. I know everything resets in the playoffs, so standings don't really matter anymore, but what was kind of the mentality, the game plan going into that series with the Rampart?
Well, you know, they played hard, they played well, but at the end of the day, we found a way to win every game. And, you know, as you said, in playoffs, it resets. So whether it's, you know, a 10-0 game or a 4-3 in OT, at the end of the day, you get one more win on the count, and that's the most important part. So for us, it doesn't really matter that was the final score. It's more to get the win at the end of the day.
With the benefit of hindsight, is it nice to have some close games early in the playoffs to kind of get a feel for what OT and those close situations can be like?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to, you know, Quebec gave us some adversity that we might have think that it was going to be a bit more easy, but I think it's really good for our group to, you know, as I said, a bit live some adversity and some challenges early on in playoffs that will help us for what's coming ahead.
You guys are obviously a really deep team. Is it nice to see when a guy like Gabe Smith continues his strong season with a big series for you? He's an absolute monster out there. How nice is it to see him be a big contributor?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. He's an incredible player, but also an incredible person, and really happy for him that he's having success right now. And it's the strength of our team that we have so much depth offensively and defensively, and also in net two awesome goalies. But great for the big Smitty to get rewarded in that first series.
And you get the back ends chipping in as well with four of the guys scoring goals in that first series. Does it take a little bit of pressure off the forward group when you know that the defense are going to be able to chip in offensively for you as well?
Well, you know, it's great to know. It's great to know that, you know, everyone contributes to the team's success. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're just confident that we're going to score goals, whether it's our defense or our offense. I think everyone can play in 200-foot on our team. So it helps us to have some success at the end of the night.
And then, like you said, in the crease, you got two great goalies. You got Guimond, who played the final two games, stopping 53 of 56 shots. You got Roos, who won the first two starts. You know, he's got a history of having success. How much freer can you guys play knowing you've got two studs between the pipes back there, and it doesn't matter which one's starting on any given night?
Well, you know, it helps us. You play a bit more loose when you know that behind you the goalie is going to make the save. But, you know, in our system, it's that we want to give them as the minimum amount of shot that we can. But, you know, they're going on, they're playing so well and on the top of their head right now. So we'll keep the hot streak going for them.
Well, your team's 844 win percentage was tops in the entire CHL this year. You finished the season on a 15-game winning streak, which is now at 19 after the sweep. You only lost 9 games in regulation, another 2 in overtime. You scored the most goals and allowed the fewest in the queue. So, you know, confidence is huge. And when your coach, Gardner McDougall, won the 2022 Memorial Cup with St. John, he talked a lot about Lady Mo and riding momentum and stuff. How do you balance that without getting too high and becoming overconfident or underestimating your opponent?
Well, for us, it's yes, confidence and everything, but you know, all of those things are not necessarily distraction, because you're the person in the team that makes them happen to have all that success. But it's really the mentality that we're just getting started, and that, you know, even though we have all that success, it's coming in every day to you know, be the best that we can to at the end of the day end up by winning the championships that we want.
Why is it so important to have that mentality, you know, day in and day out throughout the playoffs?
Well, I think, you know, to be consistent, you don't want to be too high or too low coming in after a win or a loss. And I think it's our strength. You know, we've won a lot of games this year, but, you know, we managed to learn a lot of good things also throughout all the wins that we've had this season. And it's something that that gave us so much success so far this season.
And back in the fall, I joked with Craig Button that it was your performance at the U18s that convinced Gardner to come to Moncton. What's it been like having him behind the bench for a full season?
It's been great. You know, he's not a winner for any reason. He's winning for, you know, because he's special, and he just loves the game so much, and he loves our group too. And he's such a good communicator with us, and it helps us to you know, play more confident in front of him. And he's also really smart, and our system's good, so we really enjoy having G-Mac behind us.
How has he helped you personally kind of grow your game this year?
A ton, honestly, especially like on the mental side. You know, it's a big season for the team, but also for me, being the draft season, and he's helped me so much. Not just to become a better player on the ice, but also to become a better person and better mentally.
And how much more does it help having you got six guys on the team, I believe, that are drafted guys or signed guys? How much more help is it to have those guys there that when you're going through your draft year, like you say, you've got other guys that have gone through the same process and the same things as you, maybe not to the same level that you're going through right now, but, you know, close enough?
Yeah, well, I feel fortunate to have them. You know, it's a big season, and I have a great environment here in Moncton that makes everything so much easier. And you know, they're always there to give me little tips and to show me what to do and what to not do. And you know, I just feel so lucky to have that group here in Moncton.
Well, before the start of these playoffs, you just had last year's four games under your belt, but you went to the U18s and you won. You went to the Hlinka, you won there as well, and then had success at the Prospects Challenge, winning both of those games. How have being on the big stage in those games helped you prepare and perform in the postseason this year?
Oh, well, you know, it's different a bit. It's short-term events, but at the end of the day, big games are big games. So, you know, I just feel more comfortable going into those big moments. And, you know, every player wants to be the game changer every night. But, you know, it's fun that I had all that experience that you can buy anywhere with the international team. So yeah, feeling lucky for that too.
And then from the end of last season to the deadline this year, over half of the Wildcats roster is kind of turned over. As a leader on the team this year, you know, you're wearing an A. How did you go about helping incorporate all the new faces this year? Because the team never really seemed to miss a beat, and it didn't seem like chemistry was upset at all either.
No, it was there from start to finish, you know, with all our staff here in Moncton, and you know, the leaders that we have. But you know, we have 22 leaders here. All the group is pretty old, but you know, everyone chips in and put their part of effort in the team success, and just makes it so easy that, you know, all of everyone just helps to you know, for the team success, and we don't have any selfish individuals, so you know, it just makes it so easy for everyone.
What does it say about the types of personalities, you know, away from the rink, that were brought into the team, that they were able to fit in with you guys so seamlessly?
Oh, yeah, well, I think, you know, it's also the strength of our group that, you know, not just on the ice, but also off the ice, our chemistry is incredible, and the love that we have in that locker room and in our everyday life just helps it. And, you know, everyone just came in not knowing what it was going to be like, but everyone had a smile, you know, 10 minutes after they were in, and just so excited to keep it going with us.
Well, it makes it easier when you're coming into a place like the Avenir Center, eh?
Yeah. No, you can't really complain when you see those facilities. So yeah, we're fortunate for that too.
So how close is everybody now? Like, are you guys, you know, with these 8 days off, are you guys getting together and doing stuff, you know, on off days? Are you watching other playoff games or you know, just getting together doing things?
Yeah, of course. Well, last night had a team dinner at the Keg, Lola award for the first round, and you know, we always have those team little activities and events that we can do every now and then. But you know, there's as I said, there's a lot of love right now in that locker room, and we'll keep that going.
All right, Baie-Comeau, you've got them in round two. Series starts on Friday. Lots of experience on the other side with the Drakkar going to the final last season. what can fans expect from this series?
I think it's going to be a big big series. And I wasn't there the year before, but round one ended up in OT game seven. And, I think there's a little rivalry between both of our teams. And, we had good two games in the regular season this year. So it's going to be an exciting series.
Yeah, you played them twice, beat them both times, 2-1 and 5-3. Lucas Beckman, Drakkar goalie, he stood on his head in both games. He had a really strong first round as well. What do you guys have to do to be able to get pucks past him?
Shoot the puck, and I'm not worried that we'll end up scoring a lot of goals. We have we have the two best goaltenders in the league, so I'm not worried for the rest.
So is that kind of the key when you're facing a hot goalie, just get pucks on net and shoot when you can?
Yeah, well, the Maritime Division this year, there was only all the first goalies in every team were 20 years old. So we're used to playing experienced goalies and goalies that are good in that league. So it's not any different than any goalies or anything.
It's a 2-3-2 series. You guys start at home, then you're on the road for three, then back for two. Does that change the mentality at all? Do you care one way or other if it's a 2-2, 1-1-1, or the 2-3-3? Does it matter?
No, honestly, I don't feel like for our group it's any different. The mentality is that we're playing Friday and it's game one. So whatever happens for the rest, it's always to approach it day by day, and that we want to win on Friday night at home.
The Drakkar, at least to start the series, are going to be without one of the most dangerous shooters in the entire CHL in Justin Poirier. How much more important is it for you guys to kind of try to finish the series off quickly so he cannot become a factor and get on that dangerous power play that they have?
I don't think it's a factor for us, honestly. It's, as I said, our mentality is really to focus on ourselves, and, whatever happens, we don't care. We play our game, and we want to dictate the pace. So, at the end of the day, whoever's in front of us or players, we don't mind. We just play our game, and we want to win games.
How much fun do you have, lining up against the best players on the other team and trying to outperform them by just, playing your game?
Oh, well, it's fun. It's fun, honestly. At the end of the day, you always want to win and be the best. And, playoff hockey is a different kind of hockey. It's different, the environment, but also just how the game is played, and it's more physical and more intensity. So it's always fun, and you want to help your team as much as possible to win games. So it's always fun.
Well, the team hasn't been to the third round since 2016, when Connor Garland was leading the Wildcats and the Q in scoring. So 9 years is going to make any fan base a little bit squirrely. What's the mood around Moncton these days?
It's starting to be different and fun. Moncton, we have a great rink here at the Avenir, and you see that fans are starting to be louder in the stands, and it's fun for us players to see that we have the support of our city, and we're encouraging them to come even more for the rest of every game that starts Friday and Sunday at home. We want them cheering on for us.
Well, they better come out to games one and two, because the way you guys are rolling, you guys won't be heading back for six and seven.
No, well, as I said earlier on, we're focusing on Friday, so whatever happens, but yeah, the mentality is really to focus on those that first game Friday.
Well, we're talking on Tuesday, so you have three more days before round two starts. What's coach want you guys to clean up in your game before the next round?
We cleaned it up the past few days, and it's really to focus on and see what are the tendencies of the other team, but also more to focus on us, what to do good, and it's to start with our habits and practice that just keep doing the same thing that we've been doing since day one when we came in.
Awesome. Okay, I got some quicker ones for you. Favorite part of playoff hockey?
The atmosphere.
By the end of the playoffs, who's going to have the best playoff beard on the Wildcats and who's going to have the worst?
Worst one, with no doubt, Vincent Collard. And best one, I'd say Graham Black, our therapist. He's starting it's starting to be good.
All right. A sleeper pick from your team to have a big series against the Drakkar.
I'll say Alex Mercier. He's a little pit bull, so he's gonna be ready for round two.
And how much does the team, you know, kind of just check in on the O and the Dub and see what's going on in their playoffs?
We're not focusing on that. As I said, and I'm repeating myself a bit, but you know, the mentality is really to focus on our team and the day by day. So we're not talking about that right now.
No, not curious at all.
No, not curious at all. We're all right. Mentality is to win our cup, and we'll focus on that after.
Tunnel vision, I like it. All right, last one. For the Wildcats to make it back to the Memorial Cup for the first time since 2010, we'll have to complete that sentence.
We'll have to just keep playing the way we're playing and keep having that love in the locker room that we've been growing since the start of the year. And you know, our chemistry and our group and our game will bring us to the Memorial Cup.
Awesome. Caleb, thank you very much for joining me today. Good luck against the Drakkar, and hopefully we'll see you in Rimouski.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For the first time in his WHL career, Berkeley Katnan, the Spokane Chiefs, are on to the second round of the playoffs. The Kraken prospect discusses the team's journey through the WHL playoffs, reflecting on their past experiences, the importance of teamwork, and the influence of their coach, Brad Lauer. He shares insight on player contributions, the significance of consistency, and the excitement of playoff hockey as they continue to battle against the Victoria Royals in round two. All right, joining me now is the captain and playoff leading scorer for the Spokane Chiefs, is Berkeley Katnan. Happy Friday, Berkeley. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Doing good.
Good. Congrats on being nominated for WHL Play of the Year, and congrats on the big first round win over Vancouver.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I know for you, it's been a long time coming. You know, how good does it feel to finally be on the other side of that handshake line?
Yeah, it was pretty funny, actually. Me and Shea Van Olm at the end of that game, kind of just, he mentioned that he's been down the road a couple times on the winning side and said it's going to be better to be on the other side of that handshake. So, you know, very cool. And, you know, something as the Chiefs, you know, ever since I've got here, something we've been working towards and to accomplish it. It's pretty cool.
Well, swept 3 years ago, missed the playoffs 2 years ago, swept again last year. Does that experience give you a better appreciation for what you guys are looking to accomplish this year?
Yeah, 100%. I think you kind of learn what not to do and what doesn't work. And, you know, with Brad Lauer coming in, having so much experience in the, you know, in the NHL and in junior, kind of leaning on him, that's been huge for us. But, you know, I think this group's really rallied together and, you know, we might be a little bit of a younger team, but, you know, I think we have lots of skill and lots of, you know, drive to want to have success. So I think it's allowed us to, you know, do well in this last series here.
Well, you guys finished the year as the sixth ranked team in the CHL top 10. And with that comes a certain, you know, outside expectations. Is that something that you guys kind of lean into and embrace as a group, or do you just try to ignore it and block it out as outside noise?
Yeah, it's obviously cool to be recognized, you know, by people to be that, you know, good of a team, but it doesn't matter too much. I think once you're on the ice, it's just we really like to focus on what we're doing, not so much about other teams, but we know if we're doing the right things, we're going to find success. So that's kind of the way we look at it. And, you know, with our practices and our day-to-day stuff, it's all about us. And that's kind of how we look at things.
Well, let's talk about game five against Vancouver. You guys are at home. You got a chance to close out the series. What was kind of the chatter in the room? What was the mood like before the game?
Yeah, well, we knew Vancouver's a very good team, and we knew that they would come out hard, and, you know, they scored the first goal in, I think, four of the five games and came out hard and, you know, had a really good start. And, you know, we were resilient enough to kind of bounce back and you know, rally back from the one goal deficit. And then I think they're up by one, and then we came back again. So just kind of the team we have. And I think, you know, after we kept out playing, you know, playing them by the second period, we were sitting in good hands. So just, again, relentless and trying to be the best possible can.
up until that game, you yourself, you know, you're having a solid first round offensively with 2 goals and 5 assists in the first 4 games. And then you, Crystal, and Van Ohm go out and put up some video game numbers with 18 points as a line. You know, you with 7, Crystal with 6, and Van Ohm with 5. What's going through your head when you're having a game like that? Because for you, you've had a lot of those this season.
Yeah, well, I think our line was a little dry there to end the year and then even into playoffs. So I think we knew something like that was going to happen. Maybe not that many points, but I think it's in the middle of the game, like in a playoff game, it's just all about winning. And I don't think till really the end we realized, you know, we all had 5+ points. But it's obviously very cool and those games are great. But, you know, I think we just got to stick with it. And there'll be ups and downs, but just kind of sticking with it with the group we have, we're going to find success.
So that your line combined for 15 goals and 37 points in that first round. How much fun has it been playing with those two guys since Crystal came over?
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, playing with Shea at the start of the year, we were having a lot of success. So then, you know, adding a piece like Andrew to our line is very special with what he can do with the puck. I think just goes to show that spinorama pass he made there in game 5, what he's capable of. And, you know, when he has the puck being Shea, just put our sticks on the ice and lots of time it finds its way onto our sticks. So he's lots of fun, and our line has a little bit of everything, you know, speed, grit, and smarts, I think, within all of us. And when we're playing the right way, I think we're tough to stop.
Yeah, so what is it about Crystal's game that works so well with yours and Van Ohm's? Because the chemistry was, I don't want to say instant, but almost instant, because that first game you guys were combined -6 without points. But in game 2, you guys put up 7 goals and 12 assists. So, and in the 34 games since he arrived, You both have been held pointless just in 5 games, which includes the playoffs. So what is it about it?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny. After that first game, there's lots of expectations, and we kind of went dry. And then, you know, another 7-point outing, I think, by us. And but again, it's just how cerebral he is and how well we work together, I think, with, you know, Shea, how good he is around the net, how good he is making little plays, and Andrew can control the game just from when he has the puck. And you know, I like to drive the puck through the middle of the ice and distribute the puck, so it's worked well. And I think when we're moving our feet and playing fast, like I said, it's tough for teams to stop us, but we gotta, you know, continue to keep doing that.
23-8 regular season, playoffs included, since Crystal came in at the deadline. What does it do for the room as a whole, bringing in a guy like him? And I know he doesn't have a big loud personality or anything, so he's not going to upset the apple cart or anything like that. But what does it do for the room bringing in him?
Yeah, well, we've all played against Andrew, you know, when he was in Kelowna, and he was always kind of the guy circled on the board to be aware of. And then all of a sudden he's on your team. It's huge. Gives us lots of confidence, not just our line, but all the lines, knowing, you know, a guy like that is, you know, going to be stepping on the ice. So, you know, it just gave us an extra step, I think, a little bit more juice. And he's fitting great, and you know, I think he likes it here a lot, so it's been lots of fun.
And what kind of vote of confidence does it do for your room when your GM essentially says, you know, here you go, guys, here's Crystal, he's the missing piece that you guys need?
Yeah, I don't even know if it would so much be a missing piece. Like, we were doing really well without Andrew. Just adding him gave us an extra little bit of oomph, I think. And yeah, but with Matt, you know, seeing that high of us to get the highest target out there on the trade block, you know, I think that shows a lot to our group of what we've done this year and gave us lots of confidence. And like I said, getting a guy like Andrew's always going to help your team out. So lots of fun and, you know, lots of respect from, I think, our management for what we did at the start of the year, then obviously carried it into the end and, you know, hopefully keep going here for a while.
Right. And the key piece at the start of the year is obviously Shea Van Ohm, who's been having a monster year for you guys. He's a veteran guy, Memorial Cup experience with Kamloops. How much for you as the captain and a leader on the team, how much are you able to kind of lean on him with his experience, and how valuable has that been for you?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Jay's a big part of our locker room, I think, just, you know, with all his knowledge and stuff that he has and all the experience. So I think he's been through this before, maybe not in the position he is with, you know, kind of a first line guy, but he's seen kind of all of it, you know, from a lower end guy now up to a higher end guy. So he's seen all of it, and just leaning on him for the guys maybe that don't play as much, they could talk to him. And then if everyone can kind of rely on him, and he's a motor of our team, you know, kind of heart and soul, I guess. So he's been great, and you know, had a really big season for us, and he's doing great here in the playoffs as well.
I like to ask this to everybody during the playoffs. You know, you've had it'll been a week between games before round two starts. So what have you guys been up to off the ice? Because you know, most guys haven't had this much time off since Christmas.
Yeah, it's nice, I think, in the sense just to give your body a little bit of a break. But obviously, we want to be playing here as quick as possible. But you know, we went to a baseball game. You know, with the Brett brothers, they own the baseball team here, so we went to a baseball game last night and getting to hang out a little bit and healing up and starting to feel good, cleaning up a couple things maybe from that first series we didn't like and building on stuff we did. So it's been great, but I think we're all really excited to stick it going here in round two.
Well, what are some of those things that Brad Lauer wants you guys to clean up before round two?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, Victoria and Vancouver play, you know, a similar game with, you know, they got some high-end guys and stuff. So, you know, just being aware defensively, maybe, you know, just maybe the forecheck a little bit, just everything can tighten up a little bit as the rounds move on. It's nothing really too specific. Just, you know, cleaning up a little bit of everything and building our game up here for the next round.
And with that much time off, you touched on it a bit, but how do you stay focused and sharp, but also make sure that you're taking advantage of that rest, knowing that you don't get these opportunities every round?
Yeah, I think it's not like as the week, you know, earlier in the week, it was maybe being a little loose, working on the body and stuff. And as the week kind of progresses, it's about, you know, tightening up and getting ready for the game. But, you know, there's a couple teams that had longer breaks, and like you mentioned, it's the biggest. That's really Christmas. So just taking time to recover. But again, our practices have been high pace and almost game like. So I think we're ready, and I think Victoria's too. So it's going to be a good matchup.
First season with Brad Lauer behind the bench, like you mentioned, he's got a ton of experience at the NHL and at junior. You know, trip to the Memorial Cup with the Oil Kings in 2022. How has he changed things for the club this season?
Yeah, I mean, you look at his track record, obviously, in Edmonton, turned that into a program that everyone wanted to be in, and obviously a winning program, then been in the NHL. So he has lots of knowledge, and I think, you know, with him behind the bench, another kind of vote of confidence to our team, and he's been through it before. So just, you know, his words and the things that he brings up that maybe you don't even think about, but he's been through it. So it's great to have a guy like that. And even for wanting to move to the next level, having someone who's been there, is great, you know, for our group. And it feels like a pro atmosphere here in Spokane, just the way things are ran. So it's been great. And obviously a great add to our team.
Is it easier to buy into what he tries to sell, knowing that he's been there before and he's done it all before?
Yeah, 100%. It obviously works. He's won the league before, so he obviously, you know, knows what he's talking about. He's worked with some other, you know, great coaches, obviously in the NHL, and worked with some great players. So just, you know, leaning on him a lot and asking him questions, and you know, whenever he tells you something, listen and try and implement it, because he's right.
Yeah, and how, like, personally, how has he helped you develop as a player this season?
I just think it's that kind of, like I mentioned, that pro side of it. You know, he's been in the NHL, and he's seeing, you know, in those meetings with, you know, the management, what goes down, and brings that into our, you know, program, and tries to, you know, almost get to things before you even know about it, in the sense of, you know, getting on things that only pro teams might really care about, but working on here at the junior level to almost get ahead of it. So stuff like that is huge. And, you know, I think for especially, you know, the young guys, the Mathis Prestons, Chase Harringtons, having a guy like that, that young of an age is huge. And obviously for all of us, which, you know, lots of us trying to take steps next year. So he's been great. And obviously, like I mentioned, a great add to our team.
Well, like we've already mentioned, Victoria on Sunday in the second round, they finished on the fourth. You guys finished on the fifth. Series doesn't start until the 13th. So both teams are going to be well rested. You guys took the season series 3-0-1. What can fans expect from this series?
Yeah, it's going to be lots of speed, lots of skill, and I think it's going to be lots of fun. I think, you know, they're a team that transitions up the ice really well, and, you know, with us likewise as well. So it's going to be come down to really whoever wants it more and who's more dialed into the details. So, you know, it's going to be lots of fun. I think both clubs are really looking forward to this game here on Sunday.
They only held you off the score sheet in one of those four games. You had 9 points in the other games. What do you and your line mates have to do to keep finding ways to contribute game in and game out, knowing that you're always going to get the top shot down, guys?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it starts in our own end, defending, you know, defend well and have the puck more, obviously, is kind of the key to creating. But it's just going to be all about a 200-foot game. And, you know, points are great. But in the playoffs, it's all just about winning four games before the other team does. So, you know, we're going to create as much as we possibly can. But at the end of the day, it's all just about winning. So, you know, everyone's going to step up, and it's going to be lots of fun.
And to win, you're going to need as we get deeper into the playoffs, you need that depth scoring. How much more important to guys like Mathis Preston, like you mentioned earlier, who had a great first round, how much more important do they become knowing that the depth scoring is so much more important as you go on?
Yeah, I think the depth of our team is a really underrated factor. You know, our line gets talked about lots, but our depth is, honestly, those first two games there in Van, they won us those two games. So, I mean, having that to rely on too, and, you know, Rasmus Ekström, Sam Aremba, guys like that, you know, Sam's been through it too. He's won the league. And then Rasmus has, you know, played the pro hockey over in Europe. So it's great to have that just reliability up and down the lineup. So, you know, four lines that can go all night long, and we're gonna run with that.
How much have you taken Preston kind of under your wing this year, knowing he's, you know, he's following a similar path to you as a really high WHL pick and, you know, entering the league at such a young age?
Yeah, I don't think there's really too much you have to, like, teach him. He's so good already. But I think it's, you know, off the ice, if he ever has a question or, you know, I've kind of been through a similar road as him. So, if you know, maybe if I see a trend I went down that I didn't like or I did like, I'll mention it to him. And he's always open for advice and just really wants to be the best player he possibly can. And great guy, great hockey player. So it's been lots of fun to have him on our team this year.
I want to ask you about a couple other guys on other teams. We'll start with the guy over my shoulder here. I know you've played against him a bunch this year. Landon Dupont, what have been your impressions of him in his exceptional year?
Yeah, he plays, I don't understand how it's possible, but he plays a pro game as a 15-year-old. It seems like he could hop in any league and have success just by the way he plays. It's not simple, but he just always makes the right play. So he's, you know, he's a really special player, and all the pressure in the world on him this year and to come in and do what he did takes a special player and person to do that. So, you know, commend him lots, and it's been a pretty cool play against him.
And another guy that you know well and is playing under a lot of pressure, Gavin McKenna. How impressive has the run that he's been on been? Even, you know, we're all fans. Obviously, you play against him, but you got to be able to appreciate what he's been doing.
Yeah, that final stretch in that playoff series he had, obviously very, very special. Seems like sometimes he's out there playing chess, other guys are playing checkers, just how he thinks the game. Again, got to spend lots of time with him at the World Juniors and getting to understand him as a guy, and obviously the pressure he has and the amount of people that, you know, want stuff from him and just to go in and produce like he does. Again, very special guy and very special player, and pretty cool to play with him and to see what he's done this year.
And last guy I want to ask about, hopefully we'll see a return to the ice, but you got to know him at juniors, Matt Schaefer.
Yeah, honestly, like, I didn't know too much about Schaefer before the World Juniors. And in those little inter-squad games we had, just he's one of those guys, just instantly you could see how special and how skilled he was. Just his physical features in his game with his skating, his shooting, his stick handling, and then obviously his brains. And you know, that first game in the World Juniors, he was our best player, and then unfortunately got hurt there. But, you know, hoping him a quick recovery here, hopefully get back. But, again, just a really special player, and it was lots of fun to get to know him and just to see how good he really is.
Have you ever seen somebody hit the corner of the net as hard as he hit it?
No, I haven't. Like, it was just a weird, like, thing that happened, almost like that Matthews thing when he hit his face on the net there and lost his teeth.
Yeah.
Similar thing where you're just so focused about the puck and making the next play that you almost forget about the net. I think it was kind of a similar thing, but he went flying and got up. Tough kid, so pretty crazy, but yeah, that hurt our team pretty bad.
Well, a few quick ones here. Favorite part of playoff hockey?
Atmosphere.
Okay, you've got your playoff beard going. Who at on the Chiefs is going to have the best playoff beard at the end of the playoffs, and who's going to have the worst one on the team?
I'm going to have to go with the best is going to be – I'm going to have to go with both my line mates, the best being Shea, the worst being Andrew. I don't think I've seen one hair on his face yet.
Give me a sleeper pick from your team to have a big series against Victoria.
Rasmus Ekstrom.
And what is it about that his game that you think will translate against the Royals?
I think just, you know, I'm sure he'll be he's great all over the ice, but I've really seen him take lots of steps here at the end of the year, then into this playoff series he was great for us. So I think he's gonna have a really good series.
How much or if at all do you keep tabs on the other series or on the other leagues at all to see what's going on?
Yeah, I think when you're in the series, you're kind of just worried about your series. But we, you know, after five games, there were still other teams playing. And so we tuned in, you know, the Everett series and the PG Portland series. So it's lots of fun to kind of watch that. And obviously just kind of see, you know, maybe who get the next round or down the road. But just watching playoff hockey, every play, every shift matters. So that's always fun to watch.
All right, finish this sentence for me. For the Chiefs to make it back to the Memorial Cup for the first time since 2009, we'll have to
be consistent. I think that's what playoff hockey is all about. You know, two off games or whatever can cost you a series. So it's just about consistency and, you know, always having a, you know, a strong fallback game, I guess, if you're not feeling it, and relying on our systems and stuff is it's going to be the key. So I think just consistency is going to be the key.
Awesome. Berkeley, thank you very much. Good luck in the second round against Victoria, and hopefully we'll get to see you out in Rimouski.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it.
Well, that's it. That's all. Special thanks to the London Knights, Moncton Wildcats, and Spokane Chiefs for locking the boys down for us. And thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to the CHL Coast to Coast. You know the drill. Make sure you like and subscribe and leave a comment. Let me know who you'd like to hear from as we continue on the road to Memorial Cup.